What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go. Monday on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Monday, the 11th of May. Welcome to Spisano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. Are you relieved that Mother's Day is over? That's the question. You always think, okay, what's the next one?
I don't know if... Are you relieved? That means it's stressful. Well, it's not stressful. Mother's Day.
Was it stressful for you, or was it?
No. Mother's Day isn't supposed to be stressful. That's the whole point of the holiday, right?
Unless you're not a mother, then it's stressful.
That is true. Okay, so I should ask the question on you. Are you relieved Mother's Day is over?
I believe I'm relieved that Mother's Day is come and gone. Yes, it was nice.
My daughter, she just loves putting things together. And like, she's always been that way ever since she was 8 years old. Isn't it funny how when they're little, they show signs of what they're going to end up doing when they're older, but you don't recognize the signs in the moment.
Okay.
Anyhow, she was always planning a party. Like, she was always loving that kind of whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, like, don't worry about anything. I'll do everything. She put the house together so beautiful, like, made all the food. She got together with my husband. They did a nice little brunch for my mom and sister and me and the family. And it was like, oh, this is so nice. And then the dads were all like, we'll clean up, ladies. And we're like, okay. But I think they said it with, like, a little tone in their voice and look in their eye, like, stop us, please.
Like, we don't mean it.
But they did. And we're like, see? Okay. Yeah.
You we'll got finish. A complete we'll package. Finish. That's awesome.
Oh, it was awesome.
The Buzz.
Who would have thought I screwed up Mother's Day? 98.9 The Buzz, Zano and Sandy. Who would have thought?
You never screw up any holiday, especially when it comes to gift giving.
Well, you know how my wife likes to blame me for everything? Everything is wrong. I do everything wrong, right? And
you are kind of klutzy, and you kind of go in like full speed ahead, and then you kind of trip at the finish line often.
Well, she propagates that lie to the point where you believe it. And
I see it. I have. Did you buy the Venus flytrap or not? Start there, because we're dying to find out.
No, I did not buy the Venus flytrap.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I did what she said. And she said, you know, something about a gift card. And she loves buying her work clothes from Nordstrom. You know, kind of bougie.
Fancy.
Yeah. So I went to Wegmans and I got her a Nordstrom gift card.
Okay.
So yesterday
now,
morning.
Everything, I always wonder, one second, those stores that are bougie and expensive, how much are you supposed to give the gift card for? Because like $25 ain't buying anything at Nordstrom's.
No.
Neither is $50.
It was a $100 gift card.
Okay. That's good.
And yeah, you know, I mean, and she's really happy with that. She would much rather have something like that where she can choose something rather than me give her something. On May 3rd, a couple Sundays ago, last Sunday, whatever it was. Before that, on May, I'm looking here, beginning of the month, I'm at the lake. It was a Saturday at our camper, getting stuff ready and putting that wound on my forehead. She sends me a link to a bike that says, Ellie and I picked this out for my Mother's Day gift. I paid for it already. So you can Venmo me half, and you could put it together for me. I'm like, okay, sounds like a plan. Sounds good. I'll go halves on it with you. It's a $150 bike.
Andy Wynn has. It's her Mother's Day gift. She just said that to be nice.
She asked me. She goes, I already paid for it, so you can just Venmo me half. I'm like,
yeah. Venmo her the whole thing if it's a Mother's Day gift.
Well,
you spent the same amount on a gift card.
Okay, then this was
already
like
already failing.
This is why this is all during while I'm like bleeding and working under.
Oh God, he's so traumatic.
So then she sends me something about Instacart delivery. Then she sends me the link again another day, and then a mailbox link for a new mailbox. And I'm like, yeah. Then she's like, hey, when this one piece of thing gets here for the kitchen, make sure you put it over here. I'm like, okay, fine. And it went on and on and on. Well, the other day she gets a helmet in the mail. And I'm thinking, okay, awesome. And then yesterday we get the Mother's Day cards. And Ellie and I go up to Mommy and we made her breakfast in bed. And she helped me make her pancakes. And Ellie had on her little chef outfit, little apron and hat. And it was all good. And then later in the day she's like, oh, yeah, I guess I'm going to send that helmet back. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know the bike? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, it didn't go through, and I didn't order it, so I sent you the link so you can order it.
And like, you didn't order
it. But she didn't say the link didn't go through. She just showed me the link.
Why didn't she click on the link? Did you click on the link?
Yeah, you click on the link, and there's the bike. But I'm like, okay, I see your bike. That's awesome. I can't wait to put it together for you. She's like, well, that's okay.
Yeah, but was it a link to your order confirmed, or was it a link to the bike?
It was a link to the bike.
Well, that means buy the bike.
No, she says, I already bought the bike. You can give me a
hat. You should have. Do you talk to your wife? You should have said, why did you send me the link?
No.
Then this would have been all taken care of.
She said, I sent you a text saying that it didn't go through.
No. This isn't right.
Stop, Sandra.
You're wrong. What do you want me to do? You tell the whole story on the air, and we're all like, I don't understand what's the problem. You're supposed to buy her a bike and pay for a bike and put it together for her. That's her Mother's Day gift. Did you see a bike come across the house? Did you put it together?
You're not listening to me?
You're not listening to yourself.
I said that she sent to me the text earlier, said, we picked out this bike. I paid for it.
Did you put the bike together? That was her Mother's Day gift. If there's no bike showing up at the front door, wouldn't you be like, honey, where's that bike that I'm supposed to put together?
I just thought it was delayed. I didn't think anything about it.
Well, that's a you problem.
She never says.
Oh, my God. You guys, thank heavens we're not married to him. My gosh. You told your side of the story, and it's wrong. You're wrong. You are wrong. Your wife is right.
She never sent me a text that said it didn't go through.
If you don't see a bike, that means, hey, my job, my responsibility is to have a bike ready for my wife for Mother's Day. It is almost Mother's Day. I don't see a bike. How about if I ask my wife, are you sure that went through? Because I don't see a bike.
It was out of sight, out of mind, about 75 texts behind because she never said she never said that the bike never went through. All she did is send me a picture. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Scott, you're not winning this argument.
Well, I can't win an argument with you, especially with my
Somebody else, can you please back me up? Because he doesn't listen. You're not even hearing what you're saying. Listen back to this podcast and listen how ridiculous you sound.
All right, let me synopsize it again. Let me synopsize it again.
Oh, here we go.
She says, I ordered a bike. I'm like, okay. Then 75 texts later, and a week and a half or 2 weeks later, it's like, she's like, well, I guess I'll send my helmet back. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, remember? I'm like, yeah. She's like,
wait,
this is the most important part. Remember, I sent you a text that said it didn't go through, so can you do it? And I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I go backwards, and all there was no text that said it didn't go through. There's no text that said the bike never happened. There's no text that says, please, will you just pop this and put it on and buy it outright. I already paid for it. Nothing. All it was is just the picture of a bike. That is not communicating to me that the bike isn't ready, isn't happening.
I'm so heartbroken for your wife. I understand why she's stressed and she has another family in Buffalo that she spends a lot of time with because you were very frustrating. You, the minute she says, this is what I want for Mother's Day, now it's all in your hands. Now you take care of it.
I did. I ordered the bike yesterday. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You never told me you didn't go through. You just sent me a picture of the bike. Bottom line,
you're not
always my fault.
You're not getting, Scott, you're right in this. You're totally not. Right. And everybody listening right now is so frustrated. And this is why moms lose their time.
Hi, the buzz.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Well, not well, but that's fine.
That's too bad. Two things. Number one, did you get any kind of receipt? And number two, did you get a text message?
No.
No. But you bought it, correct?
Oh, yesterday. Yeah, after the fact.
No, he didn't buy it. His wife said she bought it. Anyhow, we're not going to go rehash the story again. Thank you, James.
Goodbye. I bought it yesterday, after the fact. All right. It's anyway, 6:16 on 98. Sandy's giving me the tap the wrist watch thing.
Well, because you keep spinning your wheel. We're not going to say you're right because you're not right in this.
Okay.
Go listen back to the podcast.
Okay.
And we are all going to collectively send Jill like, we feel for you. We don't know how you deal.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Wherever this business pops up, long lines follow. And Henrietta, you guys are going to get this business soon. The former Sticky Lips Barbecue in Henrietta is coming down. Mm. And in its place, 7 Brew Coffee. And you know, 7 Brew Coffee, there is always crazy as long lines, without a doubt.
I went to that, what's that bounce place out in Greece? Where the, Nova, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. For a birthday party the other day with Ellie last weekend. And I'm like, what's going on there? Is there an accident? No. There's this giant pile up of cars in this parking lot. I'm like, that's 7 Brew. I mean, they had people standing outside taking orders.
Like yes, that's part of the thing.
Yeah.
That's part of the thing. That's part of it's a drive-through only coffee shop. And they take your order before you even get to the whatever. In 2 lanes.
Yeah.
So they can get to you faster.
There must have been 25, 30 cars. I couldn't believe
without
it.
Without a doubt. I know. There's always crazy lines at 7 Brew. They have a location in Brockport Road, Canandaigua, Auburn, and now Henrietta, people. I'm surprised it didn't start in Henrietta. Usually things start in Henrietta and then branch out.
Yeah, Jefferson Road right there. Right, yeah. So the Sticky Lips, right? Okay, that's coming down right by the public market there, or the regional market.
They said there's another restaurant going to go in there, too. I'm not sure what that is. I don't know if they even announced what that's going to be. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so what, I don't know. And it was funny because the other day you were even asking me, you're like, what is up with this? I just don't get it. And I'm like, I personally have not been to a 7 Brew.
I mean, I'd stop in, but the lines are always so long. I'm like, I'll just wait. Not in, but
they're not. Yeah. Like, somebody tell Scott, I hear that the lines go really fast. Like, it looks like a long line, but it kind of moves fast. It's like the BJ's gas in Greece.
Uh-huh.
It's out the parking lot, but it kind of moves quickly.
It moves quick. Don't you like that? It's that feeling you get when you pull up, like, around the corner, like in a McDonald's or something. You come around to the drive-thru and there's like, oh, no. You're like, jeez. You're like,
but I don't know because I have yet to go to 7 Brew because I can't see myself ever doing a drive-thru coffee. That's just not what I do. Like, I don't know. I'm not, there's some people that is like, that is part of their routine. Morning, go through the drive-thru, get your coffee and go. Mm-hmm. It's not part of my morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it about 7 Brew that makes it such a big hit no matter where they pop up? Is it because it's new? It's different than, because it's growing fat. Like, what do they offer? Do they offer something special that makes them grow so fast and everybody loving it?
I know they do more than coffee. I've seen online people, like, reviewing all these crazy combo drinks that they make, like, whether it's smoothies or something like that, too.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it's more
than
just coffee.
818-2899.
Yeah, help us out.
I don't know if a drive-through only. There's the Brewster's in Greece that mm-hmm. opened up by Greece Athena.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who work there are so nice. I mean, I popped over for one of their charity events, a fundraising events they hosted. So mm-hmm. I met everyone there and they're so nice. But it's not a sit down. It's a drive through. It's a walk up or drive through only. I thought that was kind of odd. But I don't know if that's the new thing now.
You remember? And I think right in the one in Greece there where that 7 Brew is. Wasn't that a photo mat at one point?
I don't know. Wait, and I live in Greece. Maybe
remember,
it was.
Do you remember Photomat? The little kiosk where you just drop your film off and then drive back through again and pick up your photographs?
Ever ago.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Forever ago. I didn't even remember that so long ago.
Yeah. So that concept of drive-through only was originated.
So the former Sticky Lips Barbecue in Henrietta will soon become 7 Brew Coffee.
There you go. It's coming up on 6:34 on The Buzz.
All right. Win the day with James Whitaker. He's going to join in on this conversation. And there was, there was a parenting guy that he interviewed that was so good. And I know you and your wife, Scotty, are at mm-hmm. odds mm-hmm. on if you should let Ellie sleep in bed with you guys or not.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. My wife doesn't like it. Where are we
How
at?
How do you feel about it? Yeah, how do you up. Feel about it? 818-2899.
Spisano and Sandy.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, you, 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, right here. I'm Scott, there's Sandy Waters, James Whitaker's on. He's from the Win the Day podcast, and we were just talking, you know, before we got on the air here.
Yeah, Scotty and his wife are at odds, James, if they should let Ellie, their 6-year-old, sleep in bed with them, which I can only imagine so many parents could relate to. So I was telling him about your episode with Sean Donahue, the family coach, which is so good no matter what stage of parenting you're in. You must have loved that conversation yourself because you have little kids too.
One of the biggest things that we have struggled with on the parenting journey is this idea that, you know, maybe it's Friday night. We've had a long week, which is every week for everyone, right?
Yeah.
And we just want to get some takeaway food and sit down and watch a TV show and not talk to each other.
Right.
And I try and time that to the minute where I've got the Thai food is sitting there on the table. I want to make sure that the kids are asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And if our daughter has decided that she is just not going to stay in her room that night, I find that one of the most stressful, frustrating mm-hmm. parts of the human experience. So we really went into a big role play of that with Sean on that episode. Oh. And one of the big things that I took away from that was this idea of letting the kid know that, first of all, we have boundaries, but second of all, is that I, as a parent, have feelings too. And I'd never really thought about doing that. I'd always thought the role of the father is the stoic figure.
Yeah.
You know, you hide all of that stuff. But
this is
them
my
know
way
that,
or the highway.
Right.
Exactly, yeah. Like when you don't stay in your room and when you ignore that boundary that we've all agreed upon, is that hurts my feelings. And did you want to make me, or did you know that hurts my feelings? And they're going to say, no, I didn't know that, so And you remind the kid that, look, you're such a great listener. You know, this morning you were such a great listener at breakfast. You were such a great listener when you helped clean up the plates at dinner. You were such a great listener when it was time to brush your teeth. Don't you think you should be a great listener when it's time for bed so we can have a more fun day tomorrow and that my feelings don't get hurt and we can respect that boundary?
Mm.
Like, they're the things that he spoke about, granted, in a much more eloquent way than my retelling of it. But
to humanize you as the parent.
Oh, yeah, good. That's good.
If you have little kids or if you, grandkids, this is such a great episode. Do you remember what number episode? Or I guess we can just go to the family coach, Sean Donahue, is the episode under Win the Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's episode 276 of the Win the Day podcast.
Do you have a spreadsheet in front of you or are you just like photographic memory?
Well, I remember them so much.
What interview did you do 178? What interview was that, James?
That's right. Well, there are some out there where I get like a repeat guest on the show and I'm like, I literally have no idea with even what 100 it was when they were on for the first time. So, sometimes I completely lose my train of thought with it. But probably the biggest takeaway I got from that episode with Sean was that the challenging moments with your children are the greatest invitation you'll ever get.
Really?
Like thinking about it as a test. You know, if something's going on with your kids, if your buttons are being pushed of taking a deep breath and thinking about, cool, how am I going to show up here? This is an invitation for me to be better. Let's go.
Yeah. I had one of those the other day. Ellie was trying to slam the door on me, and I'm like, I actually kind of like meant it. I wasn't thinking, but I'm like, you know, that hurt daddy's feelings. That made me feel.
Oh, so you're already doing it.
Well, it did. That's why I was at it.
Did you start to cry?
Almost. My little girl being mean to me.
A couple of years ago when our kids were just, you know, just losing it all the time, and then my wife started doing something where she would just get upset and pretend that she was crying, sobbing uncontrollably, and it stopped it instantly.
Out tantrum your kid.
Oh, I love it.
Exactly.
Even better. James.
Maybe a Jerk or Justified episode.
Exactly, man. Hey, you're the best, man. Thanks so much for a couple minutes today, all right? We'll be back soon with you.
If you want to follow James, it's at James Witt, WHITT. You can message him. He'll respond to your messages. If you want to ever come on the air with us, just let me know. Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com.
All right. Thanks, James. See you then.
Let's go. Thanks, guys.
Spisano and Sandy. This has got to be the most embarrassing, humiliating ending to this story. It started off crazy and chaotic on Latta Road in Greece on Thursday, late last week, at the Verizon store. Police said they responded to a bomb threat.
Okay.
At the Verizon store on Latta Road in Greece. Evacuating the businesses, even surrounding area businesses, thoroughly checking the area. And it turns out that bomb threat was a prank.
Hey.
Greece police said a Verizon employee handed a manager a note saying, "I have a bomb, don't be a hero."
Wait, the employee did it or somebody handed the employee that?
Nope, the employee handed his manager a note that said, "I have a bomb. Don't be a hero."
Oh my God, what an idiot.
And police said this individual truly thought he was playing a joke on one of his new coworkers. He had indicated to us that he saw some sort of YouTube or social media trend where this was occurring and thought it would be funny to do it on his coworker.
So he just thought it was funny.
It was a social media, yes, a social media threat, a trend that just got out of control, and now he has a mugshot. Oh my God.
What an idiot. Must have been a young kid, right?
He doesn't look young.
Really?
I mean, he doesn't look old, but he doesn't look like 16.
Oh, man.
He doesn't even look 18. He looks older.
Do you think he kept his job?
I don't know. You know what? The new story didn't say.
Really?
Oh, my God. He will be charged with making terroristic threats.
I was just kidding, officer.
That's not good. That is not.
He could be slapped with like all the money it took and effort, you know, like police presence and lost business, and he can get sued, civil suit, and how much business these businesses lost.
I don't know why I feel so bad for this guy.
What?
Because I know, and nobody agrees with me, not one person, because I was reading through all the comments, and everyone's like, he should, like you said, he should pay, he should be in jail, 5 years in jail at least. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Listen, there's a certain level of common sense and intelligence you have to have. And it wasn't there. It was like an empty drum.
Yes, I know. Okay. He had a lapse in judgment. But some people just are like all of us doom scroll a little too much, and we fall into these stupid videos, and we see everybody laughing, and we almost want to join in, and then you're just not thinking straight. I get it. It's dumb. It's blatantly obvious. Do not do that.
Yeah, while you're munching on a Tide Pod.
But I'd rather the kid stealing my car go to jail, not this poor guy who had like a dumb moment. We have all dumb moments.
Well, yeah, I get that, but that was really dumb.
I don't
feel bad for him. But
have you ever said anything that like back in the day would have been completely fine, and then now today you just can't utter those words out of your mouth in public because it just just can't.
Yeah.
Okay. We've all had those moments.
But bomb threats were bad back then too, Sandra. Bomb threats were a thing when I was in high school. We would have 3 or 4 a year. We'd have to go outside and police would come, look through everybody's lockers.
I know, but you did. I mean, this guy probably passed the note. I know. I'm not trying to defend him. I'm not trying to excuse his behavior. It was dumb. But jail time.
Whatever.
He doesn't deserve jail time, does he?
It fits into the category of making a terroristic threat. Yeah, even if he was joking, that's not a joke. It's, you know, he should be in jail for being stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
We all have our dumb moment. What is the most embarrassing, humiliating, dumb, oh my God, I thought I was trying to be funny moment? Do you have one? Because I think we all do. I think the show is filled with them.
Like, mornings on 98.9 The Buzz. Mornings.
We based our career on this. So it says he'll be charged with a terroristic threat. Police say he was taken to Monroe County Jail for arraignment. And then the news article says he was not listed on the jail roster Friday evening. I'm like, oh my God.
Okay, so he must have gotten out.
He must have.
That's crazy. While he's chewing on a Tide Pod and blowing. What was the other trend that was really dangerous where you could choke? The mouthful of cinnamon or something like that. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a million years ago.
The cinnamon challenge. The marshmallow challenge where you stuff your mouth full of marshmallows. I mean, there's a lot of dumb things. Like, I sometimes make you do these dumb things. And we do them actually on TV.
Not to the point where they're like, okay, let's go hand them a bomb threat and see what happens.
No, I know. Okay, so talk to your kids. If they see that trend, it ain't funny.
No.
And it could land you in jail.
When everyday drama goes on trial, the verdict is up to you. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
We're here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Something that you are telling people, Scotty, is what's on trial.
Something.
Jerk or Justified.
Something I'm telling people.
Something that you are telling people on social media is what is on trial. Jerk or Justified.
Uh-oh.
And listen, if anybody else has ever sold anything online before, I want to hear your God honest truth of an opinion with this, Jerk or Justified.
Okay.
Is this how you're supposed to do it? So I get a text on Friday from my girlfriend, and she says, random question, is Scott selling vases?
Yes.
My girlfriend messaged him about them. And he said to Venmo him first. And she was like, wait, maybe this is a scam. Why would I Venmo before I even see the vase? And she knows we're friends. So she asked me to ask you. if this is a scam or not. Oh my God.
No, she may have.
And then I was talking. So we were at the Arca Monroe, the Arc Deli, on Friday when I got this message. And it was, you know, dance into the Arc Deli and you get a free cookie. And it was like, you know, just promoting the Dancing with the Arc event that they have coming up. So I got this message with a bunch of those girls standing around me. And I said it to them. I go, when you sell something, do you pay first? And they're all like, no, that's a scam. And we all started laughing. Like, why would he do that? And here I am having to clean up your embarrassing mess that you leave behind.
Okay. I send them my Venmo link for when they want to pay. They don't have to pay first.
I'm sure there are people to argue why that is smart to say, hey, listen, I'm not going to make your custom order vase until you Venmo me the money.
Correct.
So let's stay there. To ask for someone to pay before you give them their whatever.
Their product.
Jerk or justified. This person said it so perfectly on our socials, 98.9 The Buzz. Scott, that's how scams start. Quote, send me the money first. The oldest red flag on Facebook. Jerk.
I guess you could take it like that. So I'm getting into design and 3D printing of these really cool Japanese, Scandinavian style modern vases and other things that kind of like home good stuff. Yeah, like stuff for your house. And I decided to put some up on Facebook Marketplace.
And he's asking people for the money first. Because I got a text message from my friend. Hey, my girlfriend is thinking that she's getting scammed by Scott Spisano. Is this true? I'm like, oh, no.
Yes.
He's sweet and innocent. He's just dumb sometimes. You asked for the money up front. Do that?
There's nothing wrong with it. I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm good. I'm good for it. Like if I scam you, it's like, oh, I'll never find him again. I'm on the radio. You can't.
Well, that is true.
I think
maybe they weren't sure if it was really truly you.
Oh God.
Maybe they thought it was like one of those fraud accounts. You know what I mean? You know how you see that happening?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but I mean,
really cool famous people like Scott Spisano.
Yeah, right. My Venmo has my profile picture on it also when you send a Venmo link. But like I give them the option, do you want to Venmo or pay cash? And they're like, I'll Venmo. And all of a sudden I'll get, you know, through the process of talking back and forth, all of a sudden they'll send me the money. It's like, okay, well that's locked in. So I, you know, create it and now it's theirs exclusively, custom. Is it jerk really justified?
Yeah. Okay. I kind of see it.
I know how you see it.
There's no way in hell I'm paying someone before I get the product in my hand. I don't even know what it looks like. This is why I struggle with buying things online because I have no idea really what it looks like. You can make the pictures look awesome. I need to feel it, touch it, hold it, smell it, caress it.
If you commissioned a painting from an artist, you have to pay them for it.
Don't you pay like half? Like, how does it work? I don't know. I've never commissioned a painting from an artist.
Hello. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Oh, hello. I lost it. 818-2899. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Obviously, you don't see anything wrong with it. You do it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Jerk, absolutely not. I'm not Venmoing someone before I even see proof the item exists.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
I think it's totally justified.
Yeah. Explain to Sandy why.
Because doesn't she ever order anything from Etsy before or Zazzle? I mean, they customize stuff.
Yeah.
They're not going to just do it and then be stuck with it.
Well, that's
But I don't get charged. I did buy from Etsy before. I didn't get charged until it actually, I got it.
Oh, no. Like Etsy a lot.
No,
you have to pay before you get, before they do
did
it.
Did I get charged? Wait, hang on. Let me think about this now. You know how sometimes, I guess I didn't, I don't know.
You have to, I mean, especially for a piece that's like, you know, like say I want a big, tall white one. I'm like, okay, I don't have a store or a warehouse full of them. I have to create it.
So it's normal to ask for the money first.
Yeah. Amazon, you buy something on Amazon first and then you get it.
Yeah, but now knowing that Scott, this is not Etsy. Etsy, I have no idea who these people are or what state they live in. Scott Spisano is Scott Spisano, and this is a local person.
Right here.
Don't you think it's a little different?
To find them. No. Oh. I think it's anything custom you should pay up front so that person doesn't go through making it just for one person with in not being able to resell it.
Yeah, and then they'll
Let's
be like, no,
let's be honest, it's not really custom. It's just the color. Like, you're going to find something.
Yeah, but
like,
if you want
your initials are on it, that's custom.
If you want a specific... Okay, gotcha. All right, yeah. I take Justified all day long.
All right, so she's backing
long.
You up. Yay. Of course you are.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, there we go. Here's another Justified on socials, 98.9 The Buzz, mm-hmm. is how you can reach out to us. Or we have the free Audacy app, AUDACY. There's a voice message, too. You can just do that as well. Mm-hmm. Justified materials cost money. Time costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Could she get a refund? What if she sees the vase, holds the vase, and says... Now, this feels like a 3D printed vase. I want it more ceramic feeling.
Yeah, I can
Would
yeah,
you
refund.
Give her the money?
Absolutely.
Oh, you do?
Sure.
You offer refunds?
Yeah, if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back.
Aw, okay.
Yeah, I don't see, again, I see where you can nuance this. And if it was like, if I'm selling a car, you know, $7,000, Venmo me first. You know,
yeah.
I see it. If there's
maybe it is normal. I was laughing. And for her to ask a friend, like this is the chain.
Uh-huh.
She communicates with you. You ask her for the full amount. She reaches out to her friend who knows that she knows me.
Uh-huh.
The friend reaches out to me.
Uh-huh.
And it's like she went down this chain. She so thought it was a scam.
Not a scam. And you can go to my Facebook page and check out all these beautiful vases available now before supplies run out.
Okay. This is not a plug for you. Supposedly, Scott doesn't know how to get on Facebook either because he never posts anything for the show.
I can.
But, okay, let's see. More messages. Oh, here we go again. What? Justified. If I'm ordering a custom 3D printed vase, I totally understand paying up front.
Oh.
Justified. People back out of marketplace deals constantly.
Mm-hmm.
If it's custom made, you should expect to put money down first. I think you should ask for half.
Oh, $7.50 up front, and then $7.50.
Yeah!
I don't make change.
Yeah, you can't.
They're 15 bucks. It's like,
yeah, but you can't ask for the full amount. I get it. I say go half. Down payment on this really extravagant,
expensive
vase.
Boy, is that expensive.
Verdict is
Justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
I, on the record, will never ask you for the money first. I promise.
Okay.
I promise.
And then for my friend of a friend of a friend who's uh-huh. listening to the show right now, it's not a scam.
He's good for it.
He's good.
He's
well,
good for
know.
It.
Spezzano and Sandy.
Hey, good morning to you. It's 98.9 The Buzz, 8 o'clock hour. Spezzano and Sandy. Scott Spezzano, Sandy Waters, and the coolest story ever. I always say, Rochester and all of us around here, we're like the Kevin Bacon of the world. There's always something connected. 7 degrees of separation, always from here.
And when someone from our area does good things, we latch on to them, we ride their coattails. Hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, like a sucker fish, like that stuck on the side of the shark. That's
us.
Do you have
Jason's number?
I do.
I sent it to you.
Yep. And we're calling him right now.
Hello?
Jason, Scott and Sandy from The Buzz in Rochester.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
how are you?
Oh, look at you, Mr. Lego Man.
Wow.
Did you change your profile pic to, yes, I got the nod from Lego?
What?
Yeah, I probably should have done that.
No, you need to go and like get AI to get a picture of you and have that turn you into like a Lego character.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
We are so stinking happy for you and your family. This is the coolest thing ever. And I remember us talking about it, and you were asking for votes, right, with this Lego design
mm-hmm.
that you and your family created in hopes that Lego, the company, would give you the nod.
Tell
right?
us the story, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly how it works. Yeah, they have this thing called Lego Ideas. Basically, anybody can submit an idea to Lego. So we came up with this idea for National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is one of our favorites.
Mm.
Me too. I love
and
that movie.
You have to get 10,000 votes, and we were able to get that. And once you get to 10,000, it goes into like this review process with Lego executives.
Wow!
And they announced, I think 2 weeks ago today, they announced that they're going to make our set an official set, which is super exciting.
That is super exciting, dude. That's so cool. Now, where's the why in this? Why did you do this?
So, great question. Believe it or not, we started this like 10 years ago. This is our third attempt.
Uh-huh.
My daughter was like 7 years old at the time, mm-hmm. and my wife and I were trying to prove to her that we could do something impossible.
Ah, oh, cool.
This is something we would consider to be like impossible.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's been a ton of fun the whole time, you know, through the other projects and you know, we learned a lot of lessons in failure in some of the other ones and we're just super excited that this actually happened. You know, it's kind of hard for us to process and really believe that.
So Wait a minute, hold on a second. So you're 10 years of keeping at it? Like, I think I try to teach my kids the same thing. Persistence pays off, hard work. I would have bailed out a long time ago. Like, you're really following through. That's incredible.
Sandy, you know what I should give, what I should give Jason?
What? The parent
is good. 99. The buzz. Good parenting, dude. Awesome. Hey,
How many times did you want to bail out and be like, okay, this is not going to happen?
Well, I would say we pretty much accepted the fact that it wasn't going to happen, right? I mean, like I said, this was our third try through.
Wow.
Our first try was actually the movie A Christmas Story.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and at that point, it actually hit like the Associated Press, and it was all over the country, and we had people like, you know, from Texas sending us news articles about our story, and we really thought like our first try, like this was going to happen. And it didn't. So, but we got to meet like all the people from the movie.
We
got
invited
to the 40th anniversary. So all this really, really cool stuff had happened. And there's a different lesson probably to be learning that, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes if it's not your ultimate goal that you get, you know, there's the journey even better.
Yeah. Right? All the treasures you collect along the way. What was this supposed to be like the leg lamp? Is that what you were going to try to go for?
Yeah, we did the house from the movie, but it had a leg lamp in it, of course.
I love it. So now Lego says, yeah, we're on. When's it going to production, and how are you getting residuals?
Yeah, so I don't have a date yet, because they just approved it. So basically what we do now is we work with the Lego engineers to kind of come up with a finalized design that would be ready for stores. So,
uh-huh.
Might be a little late in the year for it to happen this year.
Yeah, right.
And they probably want to release it around Christmas. So
yeah,
my best guess might be next year.
Yeah,
but
what's a decade? You know, what's a decade anyway? Yeah. May as well wait another decade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, are you guys getting paid? Are you guys getting paid for this?
The way the Lego Ideas works, it's really cool. You get 10 free copies of the set once it comes out,
mm-hmm.
and then you get 1% of the net sales.
That's
which,
cool.
You know, I think this will be a pretty successful.
Yeah. It could be very significant. It could be significant. So it goes to your
turn into something.
So it goes to your daughter's college education then, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the last thing, the goal of it was this last piece, which is you get a little bio in the instruction manual in the set that kind of tells your story.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Well, you know, once we get closer to the release and make sure we circle back around and talk again, want to hear all about it and push the Griswold Family House from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yes.
Jason, 100%. SUNY Geneseo grad. His wife, Tina, grew up here in Rochester. So that's very cool.
Yeah.
We're proud of you guys. That's awesome.
We're super excited and really wanted the opportunity to say thank you to everybody. And so this is really a community effort.
I'm losing area on signal, so we're going to let you go. Jason, mid-off, thank you. Congratulations on your Lego achievement. That's pretty cool.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. How cool is that to get your, it's like forever. It's like a forever lasting thing, you know, to have a Lego set that you came up with.
Now think as a parent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What is that one lesson that you try to teach your kids? Like, port mission, this ain't
right. Yeah, I know, right?
Jason is now your inspiration.
I guess so. Wow, anything is possible. The Buzz.
Wait, don't tell me.
Wait.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you a story, and then you have to try to guess how the story ends.
Oh, good. Okay. Sounds good.
Are you ready?
I am.
Now, this one is a personal story that might be an overshare moment, but We're going to go here anyhow.
Okay.
So I go running to the women's bathroom here at work.
Oh,
now, keep in mind, during the show, we basically have like 2 minutes, 50 seconds before we have to go back on air.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly, right.
So, and after having two kids, sometimes when you wait too long, you are really pushing it. So, like I do every time, I start unbuckling my belt while power walking to the restroom.
Oh, God.
Happens every time. I rush in, grab the first stall, slam the door shut, handle my business, and then I feel it. That wave of absolute freaking panic.
Panic.
I reach for the toilet paper.
Oh, no.
None. Not almost out, not one sad little square hanging there, like nothing. Bone dry, empty, abandoned by society. At that moment, in my mind, I only had one option.
Okay.
How does the story end?
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, no. Wait, wait. Don't tell me. You know what? That's the first thing I check every time I go in. First thing I check.
Yes, normally, yes, but when you have a clock going, 2 minutes, 50 seconds, I ain't got time to check. I know.
You're lucky because, you know, guys have two options, and, you know, the first option, we really don't need that toilet paper, but the second option, definitely, we always got
it. Yeah, we need it every time.
Yeah,
every time.
I know.
So, 818-2899, if you want to play along. Scotty, how does the story end? I'll give you some time to think about it.
And then all these things running through my head, and this is bumping into the other feature we do is keep a PG. So, we'll try to figure that out and make sure it's clean and that you are clean by the time you're out of the bathroom. Next on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy. Spisano and Sandy. 27 years of waking you up.
They're over on the Buzz now, and honestly, still the exact same two people. Nothing's changed, and I love that.
I won tickets to the Monster Ball, and Scott and Sandy showed up as Run DMC. Like, both of them. I couldn't believe it. It was great.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, wait, don't tell me. Is the name of our game. Our fun little thing here on 98.9 Buzz.
Okay, so I just told the story of one of the biggest public bathroom fears. No toilet paper. And I didn't realize it until after what I, you know, did what I needed to do. So in my mind, there was only one thing, one choice I had. But you tell me, Scott, how does the story end?
Wait, wait, don't tell me. Now, this was between songs, right? This was like, this isn't take your time in the bathroom thing.
No, this is
here
we,
at work.
We, yeah.
Okay. So you ended up reaching for the toilet paper and it was completely empty.
Bone dry. Nothing.
Bone dry.
Abandoned.
Gone. Did you, I can just picture you in this. Open the door, duck waddle over to the next stall and try to get toilet paper from that?
Is that your final answer?
It's
a public
no.
restroom. There's about four stalls in this restroom.
Wow. That's big.
It is?
Yeah, we have one.
Oh, well, you have urinals.
Well, yeah. So we have one urinal and one. Okay, anyway. Is that my final answer? No, it's not my final answer. you know, do you guys have those toilet seat, like, tissue paper cover things on the wall?
Oh, no, we don't.
You don't?
Do you?
Yeah.
Wait, you do?
Yeah, the tissue paper ones?
Hold on a second. No, we don't.
You don't?
No. At least I don't think we do. No.
Well, you'd see
we
it.
Don't.
It's right there above where the toilet paper dispenser is. Well, that is not my final answer then. I think you waddled to the next stall with the pants around your ankles. Final answer.
Okay. Final answer.
Yes.
With my pants around my ankles, I had no choice but to shimmy to the next stall.
Ah.
And, of course, the timing could not have been worse. The second I penguin walked out of the stall, doesn't someone walk in? Our eyes lock.
No!
There's like a split second where we both just freaking freeze, and then we both just start dying laughing, and all I could say was, do not use stall number one.
Oh my God, somebody walked in on you?
Yes! What are the chances? What are the freaking chances? Yes.
There's three other women in the radio station.
It was none of them. It was someone else. It must have been a guest on one of their shows because No, I have no idea. I was humiliated. Like, it was embarrassing. It was
oh, my God. You know what? Honestly, it's even better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it better? I mean, because, it's better for this feature that we got going on over here, but it is not better for my dignity or ego.
No, you'll lose either way, but I think it's still, in a small way, it's just a little bit better because you'll never see this person again.
Well, that is true, and but if it was like Breezy TJ or
Kimmy,
or Kimmy,
yeah,
we would be like, okay, yeah, let me help you. Like, we would be fine, but oh, God.
That. Wow.
Wait, don't tell me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know if anyone else.
Spisano and Sandy waking you up.
Has an embarrassing no toilet paper story you'd like to share? You always can.
You know what? I get really frustrated with our toilet paper dispensers here because the toilet paper is single ply and it's like the big roll. And it's so heavy, you reach underneath and you pull it out so you got to reach underneath there and kind of scooch the wheel around.
It's like you get one square at a time because it breaks. Yeah, yeah.
Horrible. Well, you know, potty problems here on Spisano and Sandy. Tune in tomorrow for more riveting content. That was awesome, though. That's hilarious. All right, the commercial-free 98 is coming up top of the hour here on 98.9 The Buzz.
We really do appreciate you being part of the Buzz fam, listening every morning, calling in, and then reaching out to us on socials. If you missed anything from the show, you can always search out the podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, The Breakfast Buzz or Spisano and Sandy. But right now, it is time to say we out.
We out. Just like that common sense at Eastview Mall on a Saturday. Gone. See you, bye.
Bye, peepees.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.